Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. The show is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Daniel's on the board today. Daniel, thanks for being here. Thanks for your hard work. As I tell you each week, if you listen to the show, you will not learn just one new thing, but many, many new things. Today is definitely no exception, and I am very pleased to welcome my monthly co-host, our arts coordinator, Miss Louisa Castrodale.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's always fun to have you here, Louisa.
It's fun to come down here.
And our guest today is Mr. David Green. He is the executive director of Musical Theater University. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's always fun to have you here, too.
It's been a long time.
Not that long. No, it's probably been 6 months. It goes by so fast.
Right? That's just a heartbeat.
It's just amazing. So back into 2017-18 school year, and Louisa, what's new and exciting?
You know, I'm excited this year that we're expanding our partnerships with Cabot's Indian Pueblo Museum. So that's a second grade program that integrates art and history, social studies. And we're going to open that up to all our schools in Desert Hot Springs. So we started with Cabot Yerkes Elementary, its namesake.
Right.
And then we're moving that out. And then I'm also working with Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert to expand our first grade program that's arts and science integrated. So those are rolling out bigger. We piloted those last year. So, you know, arts partnerships are the backbone of everything we do in Palm Springs Unified, and the reason that we have so much because of all that in-kind programming that's given to us.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second. You recently posted something on your personal Facebook page, and you'll know what it is when I tell you.
I'm not sure I want to go into this.
No, it was great. It was really positive, and one of our kindergarten teachers chimed in and said, how do I get that?
That's so funny.
Well, it's not for kindergarten kids. Well, how come we don't have that in Desert Hot Springs? And Louisa said, you do have this in Desert Hot Springs.
It is in your school.
It's at your school. Well, I'm a kindergarten teacher. How do I get that? Louisa's response was, you go write a note to your principal and ask them to apply for a grant. I loved it. It was great. But you didn't say no.
No. Well, it's funny because the way our all district programming works is I center things at grade levels. And so, you know, most things like the programs I just mentioned will eventually be in all first grades and all second grades. In addition, we have some schools that I have some additional overlay programming. And so certainly I have special attention to some of our schools in Desert Hot Springs. And so the particular art program she was talking about is only in those schools. It's in 8 schools. So that's half of our school. So, you know, there is certainly so much work to be done, and we get bigger every year, and we're one of the biggest school districts anywhere in terms of the programming we have into elementary. But I think that's a positive. These are friends of mine that are teachers, and the fact that they care about it and that they come after me, well, when am I getting that program? Yeah. And why don't we have that in kindergarten? That's good. They put my feet to the fire, you know, and I don't have any arts programming specifically in kindergarten at this point. But interestingly enough, something we're piloting this year for the first time, brand new, is working with early childhood education and music. And I'm partnering with the Marquee Academy for the first time. I'm really excited about that because one of the really serious issues that we deal with in education, particularly in our valley, is poverty and resources and bringing cultural enrichment to kids. And so I want to do that earlier. And so we're going to take a look at working with singing and playing with musical instruments with very young children, 3, 4, and 5 years old. So that's a for. So I truly am going, you know, as young as possible, because I'm K-12 typically, but I'm excited about that, because if it's good for fourth and fifth grade, it's going to be even better in pre-K. Let's start young. Let's really enculturate our kids and make access to those stimulating programs that promote brain development and growth. We want to do that at three. We want to get in there really early. So I'm really excited about that this year.
Very cool. So tell us about our guest today.
This guy.
I feel weird calling him a guest.
I know. He's one of the family. He is, absolutely. Yeah. His office is right across from mine.
Give us a little intro.
Together much of the time. So it's my privilege to be here with David Green, who is the founder and artistic director of Musical Theater University. And that's the program that allows our district to really... I was mentioning poverty as being one of our significant issues in education. I also think another area that's important for us to look at as an educational institution is, what do you do for your kids who are gifted in a particular area? And also, more practically, how do you get them pre-professionally prepared? And so Musical Theater University is just really a brilliant program that gets kids who are talented and ambitious and really want to do this type of work, gets them up and running and really ready for college and a work life after it. So. You know, this is going into our fifth year, and I absolutely love this program. It's a lot of work, a lot of heart,
it's amazing.
Soul.
5 years.
It's just, yeah, it is
fifth
incredible.
Anniversary.
I know, and but it's so worth all of the effort and investment that goes into it. The kids that we are producing out of the Coachella Valley that are going across the country and succeeding in college and going into this particular line of work are incredible. And I think it speaks to two things. One, the commitment of our district to provide this training free. That is social equity. That really makes it available to everyone, regardless of their ability to pay. And secondly, just the really incredible high quality of the leadership and teaching staff that do this program. These are people who are legitimate stars in their own right, and have had Broadway careers, and so no one better to teach our kids how to get there.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And let me just, in case it wasn't clear, the program's housed at Rancho Mirage High School.
Right.
But it is a program for all of our students,
right,
here in Palm Springs Unified. We've even had students from outside the district when there's space available. And it's, like you said, pre-professional, so it's not for everybody, because, you know, you were asked about this at a recent board meeting, you know, like a board member said, well, you know, shouldn't this just be open to every kid? And
right.
Louise equated it to putting a kid on varsity
football
when they're not ready for it. That's kind of cruel to do to a kid, actually.
Well, yeah, it's more about their success and
right, we want
and
them
esteem
to have good
and growth in the program
right.
than it is about a talent audition. Mm-hmm. We're really looking for kids who have an equivalent level of talent, and then we accept them by audition with a certain skill set, and really it's the work ethic they display, the preparation that they, if they come in very prepared, we know they can handle a program like ours,
right.
So it's really
it's
not...
And it's pretty rigorous.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that's the key word is rigor, and this, every high school has, you know, art, music, dance,
right.
theater,
and that is
so that's accessible
to
all
student.
Yes,
right.
all students. But
well,
this
and
is
speaking
different.
Of that, we will begin classes on September 18th, so just a month from now. But we still have room for students. So
okay.
I'm currently auditioning students grades 9 through 12 from all of the schools in the Palm Springs Unified School District.
And how do they schedule that?
They the best thing to do, gosh, probably to call the arts office.
Probably call my office at 760-202-6488, and my assistant Brenda can take your information and schedule that audition.
And if they go to musicaltheateruniversity.com, all of the audition requirements are listed there, and I will help any student who calls get geared up for the audition so they can be successful, as successful as they can.
Is it ER or RE?
RE. The real way.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's a point of, yeah, that's a point of contention.
Yes.
Gotta have
it's
RE.
The real way for those.
Well, that's
the
how
know.
That's how the McCallum Theater spells theirs as well.
Okay,
you were in good company.
Well, good. Okay, Musical Theater, TRE University.org. Okay, so David, for those who have been living under a rock and have not, you know, kept up over the past 5 years already, just give us an overview. What happens when a student enrolls in MTU?
Well, at first, it's been very exciting because we've now graduated two classes from our program, and they're off at Pace University and Carnegie Mellon and NYU and American Academy of Dramatic Arts and American Musical Drama Academy in New York and Boston Conservatory. They're being accepted to the top schools, and that's been really the most exciting because these are young people who really didn't think that was a possibility
an option for them.
And so we've given them the footing to get there. The program, it's an academic program. So it's classes. It's not just performing, but it's classes to get people
after
ready
school.
For performing.
Right.
After school, Monday through Thursday afternoons from 3:30 to 5:30. So it's 2 hours a day. And the students are immersed. It's a sequential curriculum from 9th to 12th grade, but they take classes in acting and singing and dancing and audition and theater literature and the whole breadth of what they need to know, business of the business, over the course of their 4 years. And then the exciting part for the kids, I think, is the supplemental, which is our classroom that's on the stage. And so we do three main stage musicals a year at the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center. And it's unique to any other school in the country. We bring in Broadway stars that actually work alongside the kids. So the young people play the young people roles. And then we bring in celebrated Broadway actors to play the adult roles, and they work with them. We put up the musicals in a 3-week rehearsal period, kind of like the real business. And then the final week, the Sunday before we open on a Thursday, the Broadway guest stars arrive, and they're with us for 4 or 5 days, and then we open a show and run for a weekend and then move on to the next. So that's really exciting. And we've also had the opportunity to create, with our partners like KMIR-TV, some really unique opportunities as well. We did last year the very first holiday TV special.
Oh, so good. And by the way, I'll just interrupt you for a second. Tell everybody that it is still on our Facebook page. So if
I noticed that
not
the other day.
Seen it,
Joan is
it's
a big fan
there.
Of the show.
A little Christmas over the summer.
The whole
right?
thing
Christmas
is
in July.
Posted. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually, I didn't even plan it because I don't know how to do it where you put a preferred video you know, in a prominent place, but it's the first one and it doesn't move. No matter what else I post, you see Joyce Bolfont's face.
Yeah. Well, everyone should go on now and watch season one.
Yeah, that's
because
right,
we'll be
because
back this year
be
to
tradition.
Do a season two special this year, which will be very exciting.
That whole thing, and don't forget where you were because we're going to get back to it. That whole thing was just an amazing thing. You came to me and you said, I have this show. I've done it before in Orange County for PBS. Do you have anybody that you think, you know, might be interested? I immediately said KMIR because they've been such fabulous partners.
Jean is our angel.
And we had a meeting with the creative director, and then he moved us right on to the general manager, and it started with, they said, okay, we'll do a half-hour show, and by the time he came, we went to the show, he said, I've been thinking about this. We're doing an hour, and
go.
I'm pulling primetime programming
prime
for
yeah,
him.
No pressure.
And they only get to do that 5 times a year.
Wow.
To pull a primetime slot.
It's a real privilege.
With that contract with NBC. This is NBC, our local affiliate. And he said, we're pulling, and so it ran during primetime, and they ran it 4 or 5 different times, and he called me, you know, as soon as he saw it, before it even aired, and he just said,
he was gushing,
we're in for, you know, he has, every year. If they Let's never do it again, we'll be rerunning this every year because it's that good and it doesn't matter.
And it's Christmas.
Exactly.
People don't
But
know.
He said, but we want to do this every year. And it's professional and it's like the old time holiday shows.
Well, it's hard work for the kids.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, just to do, you know, we did 10 different production numbers, and to do one of them was an 8-hour day.
I was out there when they went to the water park.
Which that was fun. Yeah. That was a Christmas.
It was October.
It was a Christmas show. Santa.
Surf and Santa.
Surf and Santa. It was so much fun.
It was like 100 degrees, though.
Yeah.
I had to make a run to Target to get, you know, Gatorade and
first aid.
And sweaty towels. Yeah. I mean, it was, wow. So, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into
something. They learned a lot. And the really exciting thing, again, is that we're providing the kids not only the experience, but now they all have tape. They all have video of them doing a professional TV show that's been broadcast on an NBC station. That's part of their resume, and that's something that school children don't get across this country. So we're very blessed. I I'm very blessed with Louisa because generally I mean, so far, sometimes her jaw drops with an idea I bring in, but it's never, she's never shaken her head no.
Let me reflect on that.
Let me mold.
She doesn't do that. I don't know that she's ever actually said no. She'll try anything.
And I think that's the magic of the district and the magic of Louisa and the magic of the program is that we're really, I mean, we're a step ahead of what everybody else is doing. And when people start catching up, I know people will start trying to do the things we do and we'll just come up with new and better. And new opportunities for our kids.
Well, and maybe you become a franchise at some point. You know, not you, Louisa. You can't.
She is a franchise.
That's
She's
right.
She's finding arts in Southern California.
You can't franchise MTU, but you know, we would have to hire probably a few business types to do that. But you know, you never know. Like Digicom, that's taking on a life of its own too, and where we have all these other districts that are interested in replicating it or being a Digicom district. Yeah. And it's just, you know, the stuff that we do here is just really cutting edge and everybody wants in. And on that note, we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, I want to talk about something else you're working on with KMIR that's really exciting. That's an offshoot of the New York trip.
Okay.
So you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on AM 1340 KWXY. We'll be right back.
Dealership all the way down your very own driveway, Palm Springs Volvo has provided the safest and best selections for the Coachella Valley with their innovations and technology. With the latest models such as the Volvo S60, V60, XC60, XC70, XC90, and other wide ranges of service, their dedicated staff guarantees to put customers behind the wheel in the right car along with great leases and loans. So come on down to Palm Springs Volvo at 67977 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City, located in the Cathedral City Auto Center. Or contact them at 760-321-6600.
Welcome back to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's very easy. You're not always next to your radio, and sometimes you would want to just get the show on
your
device.
Yeah.
If one of our board members listens to the show while he's hiking.
Smart.
So all you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You will get a new show each Sunday afternoon. The show would not be possible, I promise you that, because I don't know what happens after I'm done gabbing.
The magic.
By my team of dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School, under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Daniel's on the board. Thank you. And I truly do mean it that I don't know what they do when I'm finished.
I
mean,
they're
running the electronics now. I don't know what happens over
they
there.
They wave a magic wand and it appears on iTunes.
And then they edit and they upload and it's all done without
you
me.
You
and
see,
I probably should. Oh, Daniel's going to fill us in.
Sorry, just to chime in.
Yeah.
You see, what really happens over here on my side of things is I get extremely terrified whenever you start laughing.
Oh, because it's loud?
Yes, it spikes really quick.
I won best laugh in high school.
Did you?
That makes sense.
Best laugh
and most gullible.
I mean, it's...
So darn it, she's going to show it off.
It's great to be able to hear in these conversations, but...
Do I scare you when I laugh?
You don't scare me when I laugh. It's how loud everything comes into my ears.
All right.
Just back away
it's
the
just
mic.
The mics.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you for your hard work, Daniel.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Of course. And I'm very pleased to continue with my monthly co-host, Miss Louisa Castrodale. She is our arts coordinator extraordinaire for the Palm Springs Unified School District, and Mr. David Green. And I said executive director before. Are you actually artistic director?
Well, I think the title just varies from...
It depends on
your
setting.
I don't have a business card, so we can just say whatever.
I know. He's just the head honcho.
You're going to get a business card this year, and I'm going to...
Founder.
He's the founder and head honcho over at...
I say founder and artistic
musical
director,
theater.
Yeah.
I like artistic director.
I like that,
director.
Because that incorporates the artistry
his
that
talent.
He's so strong with.
Yeah, yes.
Besides leading it.
Musical Theater University, also known as MTU, and the website is musicaltheaterreuniversity.org. and the program's housed at Rancho Mirage High School, but is open to all Palm Springs Unified School District students with mega talent or mega potential.
That's a good way to put it.
They're budding artists, and then you take them and they flower.
And those who really desire the possibility like of this as a career. We're a career-oriented
if you're serious.
Program.
Career
traction. Right.
Yeah. And so we were talking before the break about the holiday special, which again is on our Facebook page. So just Google I don't know what the whole name. It's Palm Springs Unified School District. It's the Facebook page. So go there, and it's the like first video that you'll see in the video section. And I really encourage you start watching, and you know the 48 minutes or however long it is on an hour long show. It's about 48 minutes of because I don't think the commercials are in
content.
There. So you don't even have to sit through the commercial and you will just be mesmerized. You will not. It's very entertaining. And some of your, you know, if you're a little older, you'll recognize all the celebrities sharing their holiday memories. And it was so much fun and very, very well done. So speaking of which, this great partnership we have with KMIR, you guys once again went to the Big Apple during spring break, and something's going to come out of that.
I don't have an air date yet, but we put together for back to school we call our kids at MTU Broadway's Next Generation, and so we're doing Broadway's Next Generation live. Well, it's not really live, live on tape,
right.
From 54 Below, which is one of the major cabaret clubs in the heart of the theater district. And so we do this annual trip. Last year was the third trip. The young people go for 1 week to New York, and from 9 to 6 every day they're in classes with some of the most celebrated people in New York. And then they take a quick shower and box lunch dinner break, and they're into a theater to see a show, and then we do talkbacks with cast members or technicians or things after the show, and back to the room at about 11:30 p.m. and then back up for classes at 9 the next day, 5 days straight.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys see this year?
We saw the musical Anastasia, which was by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty. The kids loved it. It didn't get any Tony nominations, which is a little surprising. We saw probably the finest musical of the decade, called Dear Evan Hansen, which I made a mark on every one of the kids. It was very
amazing.
Yeah, plot wise, it's completely geared to high school students.
And they got to hang out with the star of that show.
We did a master class with
Louisa
with
sent me
one
photos
of the stars who came
as
in.
As it was happening,
oh,
I
good.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
she's so
fun.
Good at that.
Yeah.
And this was his first big role, right?
Yeah, yeah. He'd done several Broadway shows, but this is one of his. This
but
was,
he's
yeah.
a he's a teenager, right? I mean,
no,
or
no,
he looks
well,
like he
no,
is.
No, they look like teens. These are all late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, okay. He looks
actors.
Really
he looks young.
Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out who he was. I started to ask you, and then I'm like, I'm just going to Google him. So
yeah.
I matched it up, and I figured he must have been in the middle, and he was.
Right. Right.
I just wanted to make sure, you know, when I was doing the ID on Facebook. But how cool for the kids.
Yeah, it was great. The entire roster of master teachers was our best yet.
It was the best yet.
One of the highlights, an actress named Randy Graff, who's a Tony winner for the musical City of Angels, but she was the original Fantine in Broadway. She's the very first American actress who sang I Dreamed a Dream, and the kids got to spend the afternoon with her. It was the best class we've ever had in New York. She was an incredible teacher, and in fact, she's going to be on our faculty in 4 years. She signed a 4-year contract with Manhattan School of Music, and then she and her husband already have sights on a house out here as a part-time and then full-time, and she already pledged. So MTU...
So we multitask when we're in New York.
In 4 years, we'll have
another
Broadway star on the faculty.
Wow. That's awesome. That's really...
So the TV special we're doing is going to... it's featuring a lot of solos. All the kids got a chance to do solo work, and we'll edit that down. And then we're also going to... I'm mixing in, doing interviews with them, mixing in their stories of their dreams and their possibilities and where some of the kids are going next year and all of that. So I think it'll be a great, entertaining 47 minutes of television.
So that'll be sometime in the fall.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I'll promote the heck out of it. You know that. You know I will.
Appreciate it.
Of course. That's so cool. And I was fortunate enough to go on the New York trip last year. Didn't go this year, but so I saw the cabaret live.
Mm-hmm.
not live on tape.
Not live taped.
And it was cool just to even be there.
Just being in the room.
This is the cabaret downstairs from Studio 54.
Yeah, it's Michael Feinstein's cabaret, below 54.
Right.
And every major Broadway artist plays there. So for the kids to walk down the stairs and see the pictures of all their icons on the walls. With the dates that they'll be playing there, it's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the third show you saw?
It was Lindsay's show.
Oh, a play, Significant Other, that Lindsay Mendez, one of my alumni, she's a Drama Desk nominee, she was starring in, so we went and saw that comedy. And the main reason we left is she went to that was because she spent the day with the kids the first day with she and another composer. And did another brilliant class.
So is this how you have all these contacts, like the, you know, former students meet people?
Students and friends and people I've worked with, and, you know, the 6 degrees eventually becomes 2, and mm-hmm. then 1, and then, you know, and then you move 6 degrees ahead to other people. So the blessing of our kids is that they are so dynamic and passionate and hardworking that anyone who spends an hour with them wants to teach again, wants to work with them again. Two of our guest stars from last year's musicals, Kurt Peterson and Lonnie Ackerman, are both coming back this season because they both called like the day after they got back to New York and said, what's my show next year? You know, they want to come and, you know, they work everywhere, but they want to come out and spend that week working alongside the kids.
Yeah. That's so awesome. And then, so we talked about the fact that MTU is by audition and these are for kids who are very serious about pursuing a career and have the, you know, the wherewithal to actually do it. But we also have
other options.
We have other, we have the performing arts programs at all the high schools, but we have a summer program.
Well, we have the MTU Glee, which runs during the school year, and that's not by audition.
We just had our middle school.
Yeah. We finished our first.
Last year was our first successful year.
Elementary and middle.
By the end of the year, we weeded down a little bit because again, it's a commitment. It's a big commitment. The kids met for 2.5 hours of rehearsal once a week to put shows together, but we ended up with 35 strong.
Were you in charge of this too?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yes,
this was on Fridays then?
No, we did that during Wednesday.
Wednesday afternoons during our other classes.
So we had
middle school kids on campus
simultaneous.
With us.
Yeah, so we had David Clinton Reed.
Actually, third grade through eighth grade.
Yeah,
he comes in for that program and signs it up. We didn't do a whole lot. I guess you're trying to, Louisa didn't push me on, you know, why don't you do something on the Glee.
We should. This was a test year. We are on a grounding.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. And then, so we had done the summer camp.
Attention.
This is our third year of summer camp.
Right.
This year, but this was our first year of Glee. I'm always quiet about pilots.
I know,
pilots,
that's Joan. True.
I have to make
but
sure
But it went very
viable.
Well.
It
so
went very well,
this
yes.
year, gangbusters. Yeah.
Right.
How many kids did you have?
We ended up with 35, which is really quite
from
good for a first year.
And did you do a show, too?
They had appearances
at different performances, and then they ended up performing in our year-end recital with the big kids from MTU. They did numbers in our big year-end recital for friends and family and audience.
That's the Purple Room?
No.
That's at Ranch Marsh.
No, we do a big year-end recital with all of the MTU students, grades 9 through 12.
Is that in May?
At the Helene Galen Center. Yeah, that's in May.
Okay. Very cool. And so those kids
were
So
the Glee Club performed as well, yeah.
Very
the next
cool.
generation of the next generation.
Yeah.
Very young, yes. And then, of course, we have the summer camp, which is elementary, middle, and into high school.
And that's open. It's
and that's
first
open to
come,
everyone.
First serve.
Yes,
because
until we're full.
You only, how many do you have space for? 60?
Oh, no.
No,
it's
about
30?
100.
Oh, it's big, yeah.
To 120 in the little kids.
In the little kids?
Yeah, and the high school has ranged from about 40 to 50 kids each summer.
We serve a lot of kids.
The MTU students actually work with the younger kids.
Yes, they're the teachers for the morning camp.
And that's great experience, too.
So basically, if you want to be part of MTU, we have a place for you. In one of the divisions. We will work with you for sure. So, yeah.
Oh, and do you have time for one other thing to share? Mm-hmm. We also launched last year our brand new and first in the country theater writing program. So we're teaching young people to write Broadway musicals, the book, the lyrics, and the music. And we had 8 students this year that completed a 15-minute musical. And when we went to New York, they got to present one of their scenes and songs in a staged reading with their cast members, with their peer group performing them. But they performed for one of the leading producers on Broadway, Ken Davenport, who produced Kinky Boots and Godspell and Avenue Q and all of that.
Chills.
And he sat. It was amazing. I actually cried. It was to me, it was the most emotional thing I'd felt probably since we started the program, because this was something very special and unique. Yeah. And
what kind of feedback did they get?
Amazing feedback.
Yeah. I'm hardly ever surprised by what high school kids can do. I always bank on it, but even I was surprised. Like, that was so much better than I thought. Touching.
When
and
I
really
brought him
well
in
written.
To do this, I said, if you could just watch their work. And then just give a few words of encouragement of writing. And he didn't do that. He watched each person's scene and took notes and then gave them feedback and told them, you know, this would be a better song. Or if you move this to here. Yeah. I mean, he was giving them the eyes of a Broadway producer. It was really incredible.
It was.
And then to have our, you know, their peer group performing their work, I think was very special.
Did any of them, and did they do anything in the cabaret, any originals?
No, not in the cabaret. Okay. No.
There are limits.
That was the grounding year of that program.
All right, TV special is going to be original.
Original.
Yeah.
We are certainly moving towards the original.
We have so many ideas in the pipeline. So now Louisa's helping keep control of the idea factory.
Shape and facilitate the brilliant ideas that come out of David Green.
So we're, I'm learning not to speak too soon now because there's a million things that we want to do and that we will do one at a time.
But you got one at a time, right? Because you want them all.
We want to do
all
well.
To be brilliant.
Absolutely.
And so far, pretty good track record, David.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
I just cannot believe this is the fifth year.
Me neither.
Time flies when you're having fun.
All right, well, we're going to have you back in early fall, so you can tell us what's on tap.
I'll be able to announce our musical.
Yeah, that's right. Great. So we'll have you back in a couple weeks, actually. We'll do it like in October. When's your first show?
First show is just before Thanksgiving.
We'll do it in September
We've got time.
All right. Okay. All right. Louisa, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And you're off for a couple weeks, but we'll see you soon.
Okay.
No doubt. And next week, our guests will be Cathedral City High IB coordinator Ed Perry and two of our international baccalaureate students, the first graduates from Cathedral City High School. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.